Hello, folks. My name is James Suplee. I'm the director of the GMAT and GRE programs here at Claiborne Education. And we just received some pretty big news in the GRE world that the philosophy department at the University of Pennsylvania, my alma mater, just announced that they are no longer going to accept GRE scores for candidates for their doctoral program. This is pretty big news. And it's there's a slight difference here between the department just going test optional versus test blind. So that's some language you may have heard in the high school test prep world. Basically, what those two things mean, test optional means that a program will still accept your scores as part of your application, but they will no longer require them. They will no longer require every student to submit the scores. And that's not what the Penn Philosophy Department's doing here. They're going test blind. And test blind means that they won't accept your scores at all. So if you decided to submit your GRE scores with your application, they would just throw that score in the trash and not look at it. And they gave some pretty seemingly sound reasons for doing this. The primary reason was that the GRE can be financially burdensome for low income applicants, and it can offer some unfair advantages to wealthy applicants. There are lots of costs, right, that come with test taking. So the test itself is a $205 test, and ETS, the organization that administers the GRE, only offers a maximum of a 50% waiver. So students would at least have to spend $100 to take the GRE. You also have to pay $27 per score report that you send to schools if you decide to send them after your test. And then there are also additional services that could help a student to prepare for the test. So whether that's ETS is score review service, which comes at an additional cost, or the cost of any test prep that you decide to do. So that was their primary reason behind doing this. But they had some other reasons as well. They claimed that GRE scores do not accurately predict academic performance in graduate school, at least based on their data. They also noticed that there are significant gaps in GRE performance from underrepresented classes in grad schools, primarily between women and racial and ethnic minorities. And they claimed that their GRE scores made it very difficult for them to gain acceptance into these doctoral programs, even though that these scores oftentimes did not estimate their or predict their academic performance in the doctoral program. So basically, for all of these reasons, that the GRE can be a significant barrier for low income applicants, for female applicants, and for racial minorities, and the fact that these scores have no predictive value, according to them, or very little predictive value, they've decided to completely eliminate the GRE from the application process. And some people outside of Penn Philosophy have voiced their support for this policy. One faculty member at Clemson stated that they were glad to see a department acknowledge and put into practice what we all know to be true, that, quote, "the GRE is a scourge, and the sooner it is ignored and done away with, the better. All it measures is how well you do on it and not much else." So this seems to be some pretty condemning evidence against the GRE and its usefulness. But there are lots of counter arguments. The primary one is that the GRE isn't designed to be something that holds people back. And ETS says so itself, that the GRE should just be one part of an application. It should be used at within the context of essays, within undergrad performance, within all of these other categories, other things that are included on your application, so that departments can get a holistic picture of a student. That a department can see, here's how a student would perform under pressure. Here's how a student can show that they are dedicated to succeeding at a particular task by the amount of work that they put into succeeding on the GRE. It can be a supplement to an application, and that's how it's meant to be used. And the other big thing is that it can be an equalizer for students who have weaker parts of their application for whatever reason. So one primary complaint for applicants who are applying, especially to these elite level programs, is that they possibly come from from smaller schools that don't have the name recognition of these big name schools. And so they're the people who are writing their recommendation letters aren't as well known in the field. So if you have someone who went to undergrad at an Ivy League school or some other elite school, they will have more access to recommenders who have more weight in the field. And if a letter of recommendation comes across the admissions desk from a very well-known recommender, then that carries much more weight for that student than the student who has a recommendation from a very small school from a not very well-known recommender. So the GRE can be an equalizer for that student who doesn't have access to these famous letter writers. And that point really undermines the cost prohibition for students who are faced with the cost of attending an elite university. Right now, financial aid has become a lot stronger in recent years, so it's more likely that students from lower income backgrounds can get into these elite schools and have opportunity for these elite recommendations and having that name recognition. But there are still lots of cost prohibitions for students who are trying to get into an elite undergrad school, right? They still have all of these testing barriers. They still have, they don't have access to all of these sorts of things that could help them gain admittance to a more well-known school. Another way that the GRE can be an equalizer is for students who have a lower GPA for some reason or another. And there are lots of students who struggled in their undergrad because of some very legitimate reasons, whether it be mental illness, which is on the rise amongst college-age students, whether it's because of something that happened in their family. They had to take a break from school. Or some other external factor that led to them achieving lower scores. The GRE can be an example of the fact that they are willing to put in the work to succeed in a very challenging academic exercise. So it can be an equalizer for those students as well. So while I do love the University of Pennsylvania, it's a great, wonderful place. I do think that Penn philosophy is making a mistake here by no longer accepting GRE scores for their doctoral program, because that's just an indication that they weren't using the GRE in its proper context, and they weren't allowing it to have its intended effect of being an equalizer for candidates who could be great for that program who have a weaker application for one reason or another. So thanks for listening in on my thoughts on Penn philosophy no longer accepting the GRE for its doctoral program. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to contact us at contactus@claiborne.com. Thanks. Have a great day.